With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran's Supreme National Security Council says it has accepted a two-week ceasefire in the war. Its statement said it would negotiate with the United States and Islamabad beginning Friday. President Trump says he's pulling back on his threats to widen attacks on Iran. Rachel Van Landingham, a Southwestern Law School professor who served as a judge advocate general in the U.S. Air Force, said President Trump's bombastic threats against Iran are unprecedented.
He's undermining U.S. legitimacy, our credibility as being a champion for values that we're not going to be in Iran. We're not going to fight like Iran. That's a comment that we're going to fight like a rogue state that doesn't care about the law, that doesn't care about people. And it contributes to the propaganda the Iranian regime has long perpetrated against America, that we're the great Satan, that America hates Iranians and hates its civilization and wants to destroy.
Trump also said Iran has proposed a workable 10-point peace plan that could help end the war launched by the U.S. and Israel in February. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche was asked if he knew why former Attorney General Pam Bondi was fired.
You read the same exact communication from the president that I did. Pam Bondi is a trusted friend of President Trump's, will remain so. And no, nobody has any idea why the attorney general is no longer the attorney general and I'm the acting attorney general, except for President Trump.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has confirmed that American journalist Shelley Kittleson, who was kidnapped last week in Iraq, has been released. Kittleson was abducted by the Iran-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah from a street corner in Baghdad on March 31st. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points. This is SRN News. Americans aren't having very many kids anymore.
The Pew Research Center is celebrating America's 250th birthday with a wide-ranging look at the country in the 50 years since the bicentennial. One of the big changes is how many children the average American woman has in her lifetime. In 1976, it was three. In 2026, it is two. Pew says, quote, the introduction of the birth control pill, delays in marriage, and increases in women working outside the home have contributed to the change. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is Evensong, a weekly evening service of hymns, psalms, and prayers. This is SRN News. One of the movers and shakers in the world of high finance issues a warning.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns a resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the Iran war disrupts global energy markets. Dimon describes inflation as the potential skunk at the party this year, cautioning that turmoil in oil and commodity markets could affect everything from gas prices to manufacturing costs. Dimon also warns that sustained inflation could force the Fed to keep interest rates higher for longer. Rich Thomason reporting.
Oil prices plunged and U.S. stock futures jumped after President Trump held off on his threat of devastating attacks on Iran. U.S. crude oil futures fell more than 14%. Futures for the S&P 500 were up 2.2%. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.